AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Andy Field. Southern California preparing for torrential rain, mudslides, flooding. Hurricane Hillary hitting western Mexico. Top winds around 145 miles an hour. Forecasters expect it to weaken into a tropical storm and move north later. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Angelenos are urged to stay away from the shoreline and beaches throughout the duration of the storm.
Firefighters battling a wildfire that's burned 3,000 acres and is still growing. Near Medical Lake, Washington, some evacuations have been ordered. So far, FEMA has approved more than $5.5 million in wildlife disaster aid to about 2,000 Maui households. President Biden at Camp David, boosting economic and security connections with leaders of South Korea and Japan.
Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, this is the first summit I've hosted at Camp David as president. I can think of no more fitting location to begin the next era, our next era of cooperation.
This is ABC News. A United pilot charged with using an axe to smash a parking gate at a Denver airport.
Surveillance video capturing 63-year-old Kenneth Jones walking through the employee parking lot earlier this month in uniform. Police say Jones emerged from his car with the axe while waiting in line behind other vehicles at the lot exit. Jones then approaching the arm of the exit gate, violently chopping it nearly two dozen times, knocking the arm off its base. Moments later, an airport employee approaching Jones, scuffling over the axe. Jones surrendering the blade after a second employee approached. Police say Jones told them he just hit his breaking point and was trying to get rid of issues for everyone waiting at the lot exit.
ABC's Mole Lenghi in Denver. Messi mania this weekend as Argentine soccer player Lionel Messi brings his American team to the soccer finals against Nashville this weekend, just a month after he joined Inter Miami. Women's World Cup ending for hosts New Zealand and Australia. Spain and England battle for the trophy Sunday morning. Andy Field, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut a dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by St. Paul Public Schools, now giving out signing bonuses, so make sure to check them out at spps.org.
Yeah, I'd love to get out there with them again. And I'm a former high school teacher. I had my alarm go off. It must be school time. But a former high school teacher, and I'd love to get back with them if I have the time and if I don't get reelected. Oh, wow. Hey, we are here, and it's Friday. We're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and she's on vacation here. So she's spending some time with us. We really, really appreciate it. And good to see you, State Senator Mary Kunish of Minnesota.
Miigwech, Robert, and Mataki Ape, everybody. It's good to be here. Take a little break from vacay and catch up on things.
Yeah, so a lot going on. We are learning a lot of new words because we're indicting the former president in many things. And I love how the Georgia people are doing it and statewide. So I don't know if you have any response to that, but it's just like justice needs to be served and we all have to be treated the same, even though it's virtually impossible to treat Trump the same.
You know, it just keeps evolving again. You know, this whole evolution of this case is just phenomena. You know, the whole part about you know, Trump trying to invalidate everything, right? And over to, you know, even though we all know and he knows that he worked very hard and got a lot of people to jump on his bandwagon and overturn the elections, you know, I don't know how he thinks he can get away with it. I mean, there's just so many counts against him, yeah, and his associates, and it's not just the whole election overturned, but you know, there was forgery and racketeering, right? They were soliciting public officials to violate their oath of office, and you know, like we said, it's not just Trump that's, being indicted. I think there were 18 other people, including Mark Meadows, his former White House chief of staff, of course, Rudy Giuliani, who just, I mean, he just morphed into something I don't know that we were ever thinking that he would. And of course, John Eastman. So, you know, those federal charges are serious, serious charges. And, you know, it was bizarre that I think at one point he was trying to create a policy or whatever where he could not forgive himself, but
Pardon himself.
Pardon himself. Yeah. And so I hope Georgia comes down really hard on them. I mean, the fact that they charged them and with the indictment and you know, recognizing that he knowingly and fully joined the conspiracy to change that outcome. So we'll see.
Well, and Mary, I heard that all, if you add all the years that he could be convicted, it's something like 740 years and six
months. Oh my gosh. Months
if he gets convicted to the extreme on each one of these charges across the Turtle Island here. It's just amazing. And I feel sorry. There was, I don't know the whole story about this, but I feel sorry. There was some electors that Trump threw under the bus, and they were getting threats and all these things about, you know, I don't know if they were electors. I think they worked at the polling place, and he put their names out there and addresses, and they've got nothing but threats. And that's what he can do and his followers can do. So it's going to be interesting to watch here, because I think a lot of them are in the balance here. And thank goodness we got a great running state government right now.
Yeah. I mean, that intimidation and those threats to, you know, the folks at the election people that ran the elections and manned the voting sites and that sort of thing, you know, that's just scary. And how do we really?
I think we had Mary's frozen. It looks like Haley.
She is frozen.
People are always trying to get people to come in and do that. And, you know, and the fact that he even like created in Georgia this whole slate of fake electors.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be ones that were going to sign, you know, the victory before that Trump won Georgia. And it was all a farce. And everybody knows it. And yet he continues to say he's not guilty of these charges. So.
Well, it's taken a couple of years. It's taken a couple of years, State Senator, to get this going. So I imagine they're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, seeing that it's taken so long, because these were just more and more bizarre things. And not to dwell on this former president, but I remember he was in his second or third year of office, and they were keeping count that he had like over 10,000 lies in his speeches or whatever came out of his mouth. And it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah. It I mean, it was like everything that ever came out of that man's mouth was untruths and misleading. And it just makes people's, you know, it just gets their temper going in a lot of different ways on both sides of the story, because there still are a lot of Trump supporters. But those that are, you know, recognize what is going on and the threat to our democracy and the ability to, for the people to elect those people, you know, their representatives, their governor, their president. I mean, that really, really, really was at the heart of it. And so, you know, it's just really hard to see that we have come to this point, but I'm glad that they took their time. They did their homework. They did the research. They followed the law to the nth degree. And, you know, if it's anybody else, it you know, they would be charged as well. So the fact that he's a supposedly very wealthy man, and the fact that he served as president of the United States should not bar him from the due process that everybody else in the United States needs to go through when something like this happens.
We only got like a minute left in this segment, and I'm wondering if you ever had any talkings with Ada Deer, who just passed away in Wisconsin, one of the big Native trailblazers. And I had a chance to meet her only a couple times because of my other job, state senator. And I know the lieutenant governor did a press release yesterday after her passing, 88 years old, and you know, got her tribe reinstated and things like that. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that on the next segment.
Sure. And I'm going to bring a special guest in as well.
Oh, don't. Okay. All right, Mary. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ho-wa.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP. Or snapconstruction.com.
Hot from 30 Bells on Main Street in Hopkins. Michael Founder Tom and I developed our restaurant to celebrate everything Midwestern cuisine has to offer. Our upbeat neighborhood gathering place brings together bright personalities, bold recipes, clean ingredients, and craft spirits that play with unique flavors of the Midwest. The menu at 30 Bells is inspired by seasonal ingredients grown close to home. Some favorites include our devilish eggs, beet salad, short rib pot pie, and our decadent burgers. Join us for lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch. Go to 30bales.com to learn more.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're back with State Senator Mary Kunish, and you know, Mary's done her own show. She's done the show here for Native Roots Radio, and what's really exciting is Mary has a guest with her right now, so I want to hand the show over to the State Senator and talk to this groovy guest that she has with her. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. I just shouted out the window of the cabin that I'm at for the week and brought my sister in. This is my sister, Patrice Kunish. She's the commissioner for the administration of American Indians out in Washington, D.C. with the Biden administration. She's been traveling around like crazy these last couple of months and came back to Minnesota for a couple days of R&R here up at the lake. We're up north about 2 hours from the Twin Cities, and it's been beautiful up here. It's a little cool today, but we've had some good family time and some really good R&R. And so my sister, Patrice Kunish, and maybe you would just tell us where you just came from and where you're off to next.
Sure. And Petuvashte Mitikuapi. Yes, I'm the commissioner for the Administration for Native Americans within the Administration for Children and Families at the Department of Health and Human Services. But I also like to share that I'm the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Native American Affairs at HHS. And I also oversee this intra-departmental council on Native American affairs. So a lot of my work obviously involves the, you know, the executive oversight of ANA, but I also am involved in policy work across HHS, which is really, really rewarding. And I just came back from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we were conducting a tribal consultation on the Violence Against Women's Act. And this was sponsored by the Department of Justice. It was enormously well attended. Minnesota delegation was there. And I just truly commend everyone who is in this space, who are doing this work, and the incredible sincere efforts made to end the violence, to prevent the violence, and to provide services to victims. I also have been spending a couple of days on the Not Invisible Act Commission, and we are coming to the end of our field hearings, and we'll be drafting reports and recommendations. So this is really hard space to be in. And the week before that, another related area, human trafficking, I was able to participate in the HHS National Summit on Human Trafficking Prevention, where I hosted a panel, facilitated a panel conversation. And one of my guests was Marissa Cummings from the Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. So there's lots of intersections with MMIP, VAWA, victim services, human trafficking. And, you know, my heart goes out to all the families of these victims and for everyone who works in this area, because it's hard work. It's heart work, but it's really hard work.
And for just so that those that are listening, when we say VAWA, do you want to explain what VAWA is?
Yes, VAWA is the Violence Against Women Act, which was reauthorized when I was a solicitor for Indian Affairs at the Department of the Interior when President Biden was vice president. And in 2013, we got it reauthorized. And then subsequent to that, or maybe along with that, we got a new law passed called the Tribal Law and Order Act, which authorized tribes to exercise criminal jurisdiction over non-Native perpetrators of violence and crime on the reservation. So these are incredibly important jurisdictional authorities and sort of all hands on deck from all areas of law enforcement and jurisdictional public safety people to really close the gaps in crime and violence in Indian country and against Native people.
And it's not just, you know, the crime part and the jurisdiction, but the Violence Against Women Act, VAWA, is also provides housing protections for people who are applying for or living in subsidized federal government housing, and they are victims of domestic violence. And that includes dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, and it's there to help keep them safe and reduce the likelihood that they will be re-victimized. But it's for women and children too, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, it's actually for anyone. It also can include men. So earlier this summer, I was out at Standing Rock and I visited the Pretty Bird Woman Shelter. And indeed, shelter housing is so important, not just in preventing trauma or crime or violence, but in recovery, a safe place. And housing is so scarce in many Native communities, and and housing's eroded, as we saw during COVID. So that's a really good point, Mary, to make, that it's housing's a major component of solving many of these problems.
Yeah.
Well, it really must be exciting to work for President Biden, because I feel like he's been the most progressive president we've had since FDR. It's the things that he's been doing with jobs and with Indian country has just been amazing.
Well, Robert, I truly agree with you. And often I share that I think this administration, and I've worked with the Obama administrations previously, and those administrations did tremendous work. But I think this administration has done the most, gone the furthest, pushed the boundaries, are really doing incredible things. And I think the goals and visions are set, obviously, by President Obama. I'm just so incredibly impressed with Vice President Kamala Harris. She did an amazing presentation speech on maternal health and maternal mortality, women dying during birth or after birth. And Native American women are some of the highest victims of maternal mortality. And she knows this. The support around the Brackeen ICWA decision, just phenomenal. And it was everybody out there. Even before the decision, because of course we didn't know which way it would go, how are we going to address this and not let maybe even a negative decision interrupt or interfere with the services and our recognition of tribal sovereignty? So I truly believe this administration is incredibly sincere and focused and dedicated, and we're not giving up. This is sort of midterm, right? And we're doubling down, it seems like. And even though people are tired because of the tremendous push on all fronts, economics and housing and health and human services, we've got so much more to do. So it's really exciting. It's really exhilarating, but we truly believe in this mission and working with everyone who share this mission, this goal too.
Right. Well, I really feel like the Biden administration, worried a little bit in the beginning, but he has all those years of experience, not only as vice president, but being a lawmaker for all the 40 years, he's really brought in the best and the brightest, as opposed to the last administration that were begging people that, his mailman was on there or something. I don't know. But
I have to agree with you there. So I was going to say he has set the vision and definitely the goals, but everyone that has come in to support it. And, oftentimes Native people are sort of flooded into Native American positions and such. But we have Native people in all areas, at all levels of the federal government. And I think that really makes a difference, that you're hearing sort of that wholesome, fulsome voice. And we're singing in chorus and melody and harmony. It's really quite beautiful.
Yeah. Mary,
it sounds like what happened here in Minnesota as well.
I was just going to say,
today was the Minnesota Indian Affairs meeting, gathering of all the leaders and state government. And I gave a little report about our session. And I have a document that lists all the good work that we did here in Minnesota for Indian country. It's 10 pages long. It's 10 pages long. Every education, healthcare, housing, economic development. There was not one area that we didn't touch, returning sacred lands to the tribes. It was phenomenal. And I think we have that kind of encouragement, knowing that the federal government will support the work that we do here, and we them as well. So it's good.
Well, I
will say Minnesota is on the map for so many things. When we talk about, especially in health and human services, right? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we're here with Patrice Kunisch and State Senator Mary Kunisch, and we're getting a lot of really good information here. And Patrice, hopefully you can stay on a little bit longer. I know you can't wait to get into that swimming pool, or but
the lake. It's the lake.
That's even better. No chlorine. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Southern California preparing for torrential rain, mudslides, flooding. Hurricane Hillary hitting western Mexico. Top winds around 145 miles an hour. Forecasters expect it to weaken into a tropical storm and move north later. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Angelenos are urged to stay away from the shoreline and beaches throughout the duration of the storm.
Firefighters battling a wildfire that's burned 3,000 acres and is still growing near Medical Lake, Washington. Some evacuations have been ordered. So far, FEMA has approved more than $5.5 million in wildlife disaster aid to about 2,000 Maui households. President Biden at Camp David, boosting economic and security connections with leaders of South Korea and Japan.
Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, this is the first summit I've hosted at Camp David as president. I can think of no more fitting location to begin the next era, our next era of cooperation.
This is ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
And been offering the finest olive oils and vinegar since 2009. That's Vinaigrette, Xerxes Avenue and 50th Street in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, I do. Hey, we're here with State Senator, and it's a great Friday meeting, show here. I'm used to doing meetings on Zoom, I guess. But we are on the air, and we're with State Senator Mary Kunisch and her special guest. And welcome back, you two. And I know there's conversations that we'd love to talk about, so I'm going to hand it over to you, State Senator.
Sure. Well, we're just talking a little bit about the work that, you know, the incredible work that Patrice is able to collaborate on in Washington, D.C., that hopefully will have positive effects here in Minnesota. And then, of course, fantastic session and the positive impact that it has on that this last legislation has had on Indian country in Minnesota. But, you know, as a state senator, I'm the first Native woman to serve as a state senator in Minnesota. Of course, we have three House members right now, Representative Jamie Becker Finn, Representative Heather Keeler, Representative Leish Kozlowski, who are doing phenomenal work over there. We have our Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and we have Susan Allen, the former representative. We're all women, Native women, who have been able to make a really positive difference in Minnesota for Indian country. And that hasn't been easy for women or men, no matter who, in any arena. But I just wanted to do a little memorial and recognition of the passing of Ada Deer, who, for every Native woman who is in a level of leadership, whether it's, you know, even being a parent or trying to mentor young folks, Ada Deer is one of those people that everyone looked up to. And her kindness, her thoughtfulness, her intuitiveness, her sincerity, her understanding of Indian country and the trauma, generational trauma, really it was the inspiration for so many Native folks as they moved through their careers and through leadership. And I was just talking with my sister Patrice here, who has worked out in Washington, D.C. at different levels at different times. And I said, I'm sure it was in Washington, D.C. when I was visiting Patrice at one time that I got to meet Ada. And I because I do have a really lasting, positive, warm impression of her. And my sister here was just saying that she had a really great conversation with Ada just about a year ago.
I was working at the Native American Affairs. I'm sorry. I was working at the Native American Rights Fund last summer, and I had the opportunity to get on a phone call with Ada. And I worked with Ada many years ago, and I was just delighted that she remembered me and that we spent most of the time, you know, going back through all of our different experiences together, because I also got to see her when I was at the Department of Agriculture. We brought her in to talk about food sovereignty. But, you know, it really struck me yesterday that we have lost a real legend in Indian country, because Ada was, she just was a force de vivre. She just had so much power. And I first met her when I was a young attorney or a new attorney at the Native American Rights Fund, and she was the chair of our board of directors. And I had never seen such an impressive woman. She's tall, she's you know, very plain spoken, but she had such clarity of thought and conviction. And of course, you know, she was determined. And it was then that I really learned her story of the Menominee tribe it had gone through termination in the 1950s. The federal government just wiped it out, said, you are no longer a tribe. We no longer have a relationship with you, government-to-government relationship with you. And she said, no, that's not going, that's just like the way she would say it. No, that's not going to, that's not the way it's going to go. And she fought tooth and nail for restoration of the Menominee tribe. Well, the Menominee tribe was one of the wealthiest tribes in the country at that time. And of course, it had abundant forests and timber resources. And it was one of the reasons why it was targeted to be terminated, because, of course, they wanted that those resources for exploitation. And so after a decade or so or two of fighting for restoration of federal status, the Menominee tribe became one of the poorest tribes in the country. Wow. And NARF was responsible for advocating, along with Ada and a lot of other people, for restoring the Menominee tribe. And not only did it restore that government-to-government relationship, we helped build the new constitution, the new governing structure. And that's where I got to know Ada. So just I'm just reliving sort of that nation building experience. And there was so much vision and so much conviction in her that it was going to get done, and they were going to recreate this amazing community. And I think for the most part, she did. And then soon afterwards, she ran for Congress. And I remember her slogan, nobody runs like a deer. You know, she ran for Congress, and her slogan was nobody runs like a deer. And she was running. Ada Deer was always running. And then, of course, she became the first woman to head up the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And so here's a leader of a terminated tribe now heading up the agency that terminated the tribe. And it just was such a good feeling to see her her leadership. And she was such a good mentor as a woman, as a Native woman who understood sovereignty. You know, she was a social worker by training. And wow. I've never seen anyone who was so, as Mary said, kind and generous and compassionate, but also incredibly determined. And I think nothing would stop her if there was a cause or a need for her to pursue. And so later in life, she kept on this work, just an illuminary in so many ways. She and Lucille Echohawk, who I think were very good friends, just are wonderful people, wonderful mentors, and a big loss of Ada Deer in our lives.
Yeah. Well, I only got the opportunity to meet her twice, and it's just within the year when I got my picture with Obama. She was there when Obama was in Milwaukee, and as a Ho-Chunk legislator, I got to get a picture and talk to Obama for 13 seconds. And but she was there. She was there, and I got to meet her in person. And also, she was really celebrated. I was MC at the Wisconsin Democratic Convention, and she was honored there, and really renowned in the state of Wisconsin and the Democratic Party too. Not only in Indian country, but that's good to see that people that are governmental officials in Wisconsin, and especially the Democrats, really loved her.
She was inducted into the National Native American Hall of Fame. I didn't know there was such a one. You may be in it soon, Robert. Yeah. But she truly was beloved by all, and really inspired so many young tribal leaders, like Mary was saying, especially women, to pursue their dream and represent their people and to push those issues.
Yeah. Wow. Really good words. And really, I'm glad we spent this week talking about her. We had Arvina Martin, who was the first Madison, Wisconsin city council native, and she's Ho-Chunk. And she was really pretty close with Miss Deer, and we've been talking a lot about her this week, and that's really good.
Yeah, well, we'll have to keep talking about her for sure. Go ahead, Haley.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think, you know, we had Arvina on this past weekend, last week too, and Arvina was just talking about all the wonderful memories that they shared together at Ada's 88th birthday, which was just a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So, yes. Here's a photo. You can't see it very well, but of me and Ada. And then there's Oneida, Leslie Wheelock, and then Mescalero Apache Butch Blazer. This is at USDA. So you can see she just lights up the room, right? She just lights up everything.
Yeah, I was, you know, you guys know me as the selfie king way back. And of course, I got a picture with her and I. And one of the things that I saw on Facebook is that early on in her life, she was like one of the five Native American women to be, what was that, work in films. She was like in the movies. And I didn't even know that, like way back.
No, I didn't know that either.
It's just
she
like,
had star power from the very beginning.
Exactly. Well, we got like another minute here. State Senator, I know you guys want to get going. Any last thoughts? You know, you're enjoying our clean water up there, and that's a very important thing for us.
I just wanted to add something if I could. Yesterday was National Code Talker Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we were looking at the numbers, and sadly, only three code talkers, at least Navajo code talkers, are left. There were Lakota code talkers, and I think Kiowa code talkers, and I'm sure other code talkers from tribes. But it reminds me of how special our Native languages are.
Yep.
And that's something that ANA, the Administration for Native Americans, is really able to highlight with our grant funding. But we're also doing a really big national project to revitalize Native languages across federal government. So Robert, maybe next time I could share some of those activities and really tell you about what work is going on and how incredibly important Native languages are to our culture and our identity.
Absolutely. And let's do that. And I know Ho-Chunk has they're talking about naming a part of the highway after the Ho-Chunk code talkers too. So there was many nations all over Turtle Island that helped in World War II. And I think even World War I is if I'm reading.
Sure. Wow. Yeah.
So, hey, thank you so much. Let's talk again soon. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, Wendy with her sacred animal portion. We're going to be doing her finishing up her list here. We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
All right.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Eat Local Minnesota is a great way to find locally owned Minnesota restaurants and food purveyors. You'll find high quality food and unique eating experiences with dishes from around the world. Just visit eatlocalminnesota.com for your next meal. Bruner's Supper Club invites you to Maggie's Lounge, an exciting new bar lounge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 for cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. So stop by Bruner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65 for dinner, drinks, and live music from both big-name local and national artists.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Yes, I wanted to put a little applause on that and didn't come out right. Hey, it's Fun Fact Friday with Wendy, and I know yesterday I wanted to do the fun facts, but today is Fun Fact Friday, so welcome, Wendy, and please introduce yourself to our listening audience and watching audience.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, everybody, my name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And yes, today is Fun Fact Friday. So I've been picking off this list of 300 random animal facts, and we started from 300 and we're working our way to number one.
And then what happens? We just start all over?
I guess we'll start all over because everybody will forget all the fun facts, right?
Where did I hear that before?
I know. Sometimes I say it and I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't remember if I just read that or if I said it on the air. So I'm sure I repeat myself a lot. But
I say that sometimes when I'm dreaming.
Right.
Go ahead.
I know. All right. We're going to start on 97 and work our way to number one. The longest recorded lifespan of a slug was 1 year and 6 months.
Wow.
How do you suppose that they, you know, found that out?
I don't know. I just got the drama.
I don't know. I think that they make this up. Some of them I skip. Some of them I skip because I don't like them. So.
Oh.
I'm using my own discretion here.
So it's really like 240.
It could be, or maybe less. No two tigers have the same stripes. And this is how individual tigers can be identified. It's like a fingerprint.
Wow.
Yeah. Chocolate, macadamia nuts, cooked onions, or anything with caffeine is harmful to dogs. I think I've mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to bring that up.
Yeah, it is. And you should always look up something if you want to give your dog something, just look it up and make sure it's safe because they can't metabolize food the same way we do.
Right. Don't try.
Fireflies do not bite or have pinchers. Fireflies are harmless. They don't even carry diseases.
And they don't really spark fire per se. That's not a spark when you see fireflies. That's some kind of
electricity. We share 98.4% of our DNA with a chimp.
Well, that was before the aliens came and, never mind. That's a different show.
We share 70% of our DNA with a slug.
I know you do.
The fear of animals is called, do you have any idea, Robert?
No.
Okay. It's called, if you're afraid of animals, it's called zoophobia. So you're afraid to go to the zoo and you have phobia. And I just learned this pretty recently. Dogs have sweat glands in between their paws. That's so if they're really, really hot and they're sweating, then the first thing people normally want to do is take a wet paper towel or water and dump it on their back, but that could have the opposite effect and constrict their blood vessels and cause more harm than good. So you want to wrap their paws in wet paper towels and put the dog in the shade and give it lukewarm water to drink.
That's good to know because I think
and here's another one that I just remembered off the top of my head. If one dog is attacking another dog, the dog that's attacking.
This just went dark.
The dog that's attacking, you lift up their back feet and they'll stop because they can't attack if their back feet are off the ground.
Kind of the wagon wheel
like
we did as kids.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, yeah. When we were kids.
Definitely. So you could do that too. Mm-hmm. Goats were the first animals domesticated by man in 10,000 BC.
So they were pets or?
I guess so.
Wow.
Hmm. Killer whales are not whales at all, rather a species of dolphin.
Do they kill?
That's an orca. A killer whale is an orca.
Oh.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's news to me. I'd have to look that up. I'm not sure it's number 87. I think they're lying about that one. Okay. But we'll see.
So this is segment is kind of Fun Facts Friday.
And maybe some lies too.
Yeah.
The most poisonous fish in the world is the stonefish.
I believe it.
I don't even know.
I've seen those. They look like they have acne.
Yeah. The phrase raining cats and dogs originated in the 17th century England. During heavy rainstorms, many homeless animals would drown and float down the streets.
Wait, do you read these first?
I obviously didn't read that one.
I don't know if I want to hear this. It got dark again.
It
the radio
did
show.
During the okay. So they drowned and they floated down the streets, giving the appearance that it had actually rained cats and dogs. That's a sad one.
Can you cross that one
that's
out?
That's really not a fun fact. No, seriously.
I don't think that's a fact.
This website, I don't know. On the average, cows poop 16 times a day.
That's about right where I'm at, too.
Mm-hmm. The most dogs ever owned by one person were 5,000 Mastiffs owned by Kubla Khan.
Okay.
Whoever that was. Jaws is the most common name for a goldfish.
Since the movie, though, or the book, I should say that was first a book.
Lanomia oblique is the world's deadliest caterpillar.
Okay, I have no comment on that.
Yeah, I don't either. The ostrich has two toes on each foot, which gives it greater speed. I would think the more toes you
cut off a couple toes here, I could be faster.
If you cut off a snail's eye, it will grow a new one.
Got dark again.
I really should read these first. Let's That's see. Right.
If you torture and cut off eyes of a snail.
This is not a good one either.
Yeah. She's proofreading them now.
I am. In 2003, Dr. Roger Mugford invented the wagometer, a device that claims to interpret a dog's exact mood by measuring the wag of its tail.
Hmm.
I don't think it was very popular because we would have heard more about the wagometer. They would have been selling it on Amazon for the low, low price of $19.99. And you could get it tomorrow between 5 and 10.
Free shipping.
A skunk will not bite and throw its scent at the same time.
Wow.
Deer can't eat hay.
Okay.
An elephant can smell water up to 3 miles away. I remember reading that one time. That's amazing.
Yeah. They need the water to take a shower.
Goats and sheep are seasonal breeders.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, they got to get in the right mood in the right season. Reindeer milk has more fat than cow milk. Don't get any ideas, people.
Right.
George Washington's teeth were made of elephant ivory and walrus's tusks.
Is that real? Because I heard a whole bunch of different.
I heard his teeth were made of wood.
Yeah.
He had wooden.
I heard he could not tell a lie and he cut down some cherry tree and.
Was that George Washington?
Yeah.
Oh. A moth has no stomach.
Don't need one.
I guess so. A garden caterpillar has 248 muscles in its head. Somebody must have dissected that.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out.
And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.